Hello and welcome to this edition of the Presbyterian Podcast. My name is Gethin Russell Jones. This episode is about prayer and pilgrimage. We'll catch up with the latest prayer initiative, hearing about an online prayer meeting that's just taken place. After that, we're going on a pilgrimage to the highest point in the Rhondda. Helo a chroeso i rhifyn hwn o'r podlediad Presbyteraidd. Fy enw i yw Gethin Russell Jones. Mae'r bennod hon yn ymwneud â gweddi a pherir yn dod. Byddwn yn dal i fyny ar fenter weddi diweddara gan glywed am gyfarfod gweddi ar-lein sydd newydd cael ei gynnal. Ar ôl hynny, rwy'n i'n mynd ar berir yn dod i bwynt uchaf y Rhondda.
My name is Owen Griffiths and I'm the Minister of Presbytery for the South East Wales Presbytery of the Presbyterian Church of Wales. And I'm chuffed to bits that I remembered all of that.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Owen.
Thank you.
And particularly today, we're recording this now. It's a Friday afternoon and it's the afternoon after the night before when you had a kind of, maybe not an inaugural prayer meeting, but a kind of online prayer gathering. Yeah. So I'm gonna, and that's why we're talking really. So I wonder if you'd just, for those of us who weren't online, you know, what happened, how you led it, maybe some of the, you know, was it just a free for all with lots of silence and people just praying kind of randomly, or how did you structure it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the idea for the prayer meeting came to us as a result of our week of prayer, which we held back in May. And in the week of prayer, we had a prayer meeting where, as a denomination, people just joined via Zoom, and it was literally a free-for-all, as you put it. So we all just gathered in the one Zoom space and had 3/4 of an hour prayer together. And we thought after that that it would be, that was a really good start, and we wanted to keep that going. And so the idea emerged to have that style of prayer meeting every month, whereby anybody, obviously within the PCW, but not just within the PCW, could join us and pray with us. With regards to the structure, I gave that a lot of thought because I was leading the one yesterday, or last night, and it's always tricky when you're doing something for the first time. You know, everything is a bit of a risk. You've got to try it and see how it goes. But last night, we divided it into two sessions. The first session, we focused largely on matters affecting, well, matters outside of our church, if you like. So, you know, there's a lot going on in the world at the moment, isn't there? There are a lot that is seriously worrying. The situation in the Middle East being the most worrying situation at the moment, Ukraine as well. And I guess that behind all of that is the issues around the environment, climate change, matters of politics. So that kind of thing was the first session. And then the second session, we brought it closer then to the matters that are affecting the Presbyterian Church of Wales. And we were able to remember the various ministries that are going on within the church, the congregations and the leadership of the church, things like this, really. And all in all, minimizes a little bit what I'm saying. No, it was very encouraging. It was a really encouraging time. And there were moments of silence, but actually they were really lovely moments of silence in between the prayers, because it just felt, they weren't those awkward silences, or at least I didn't experience them as that. They were those silences where people felt comfortable in each other's company and comfortable in just being in the presence of God. I mean, that said, prayer was quite flowing throughout the evening as well.
And I gather from the numbers were really encouraging as well, Owen.
Yeah, they were. We had, I would guess, over 50 people there. Mm. And I mean, I was in ministry in the Rhondda for over 20 years, and our church was tiny. I can barely remember 50 people ever turning up on a Sunday. If they did, then that would have been a special occasion indeed, you know. So to have 50 people come for a prayer meeting, that's really quite exciting. Yeah, it was lovely.
And I'm guessing because it's online, it was online, Owen, that the reach, you know, where these people were would have, you know, did scattered all over potentially England and Wales. I wonder, you know, whether you could just name some of the places you think people were, you know, coming from.
That would be a challenge. I mean, we did have some from London,
Ah, there we are.
and obviously North Wales and South Wales. It would be lovely to get more people from further afield to be present at these, wouldn't it? And I guess that's the one of the advantages of a post-COVID world. Now we are aware of this technology that we have that enables us to meet in this way. And I don't think, you know, the Presbyterian Church of Wales would ever have been able to have a single prayer meeting in this way were it not for technology such as Zoom. So yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, last night it was England and Wales, tomorrow the world. We'll see.
And I, you know, you touched on something there, Owen. The experience of praying together online is quite different. There are certain elements which are the same. We pray to God, but there are other. But we're doing it digitally. We're not doing it in the same room, and we're doing it in front of a cat, in front, looking at ourselves and looking at other people. That's a very different dynamic, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I'd have to reflect on that a bit more, really, to give a considered answer. But I mean, just to give my own personal response to it, I don't know about you, but when I'm praying in a prayer meeting, a Zoom prayer meeting, it's quite a surreal experience because I don't know whether I'm being heard. You know, I'm talking to a screen and you're taking it on faith that other people are hearing you, but all you can see are heads bowed, you know. So it is a it demands faith of another kind, I think, for me. So I'm still getting used to that, I suppose, that impersonal element. But I'm happy to put up with that for the sake of connecting with people over a wider area.
And so what does the future hold for this for these kinds of prayer meetings, Owen? Where do you go from here?
Well, our intention is, as a denomination, to unite the church in prayer, to bring the church together in prayer, more and more, to be more intentional about that, to help people in their prayer lives, to help people in their ministry, just to be an encouragement, and to offer people that additional fellowship that only a prayer meeting can. And so this is something that we want to keep going. As I said, it is monthly, and we will see how that goes. There are already plans to have other forms of prayer meeting as well, and maybe bring ministers together on a regular basis to pray together and so on. But certainly the plans at the moment are to keep this going and hopefully to grow it, hopefully to encourage others to come along and to pray so that the numbers, not for the sake of numbers, but so that the reach, so that the blessing of being in this meeting can be more widely spread, I guess. And we'll see where we go from there. But anyway, Owen Griffiths, dwi'n gweinidog yr Henadurieth gyda'r South East Wales Presbytery yn Eglwys Presbyteraidd Cymru.
Title fawr,
Ydy, mae'n anodd i gofio e.
So when ti'n ymuno dy fi heddi achos neithwr oedd na cwrdd gweddi ar-lein
Oedd.
ti oedd yn llywyddu ac yn arwen y cwrdd. So lle di sôn am pwy oedd yno a taip o bethau, taip o bynciau, lle o ti'n gweddio drosto neu'n arwen drosto Yeah, just neu pawb just oedd rhyddid i bawb just bod, i gwyddio fel nhw eisiau. Oedd rhywbeth o strwythyr i'r peth.
Oedd mi oedd na strwythyr i'r cyfarfod. Nathon ni rhannu'r cyfarfod i mewn i ddwy rhan. Ar sesiwn cyntaf, oedden ni'n myfyrio a gweddio dros pethau gwleidyddol, pethau sydd yn mynd ymlaen yn y byd ar hyn o bryd, fel yn Dwyrain Canol, yn Ukraine ac hefyd yma yng Nghymru, gan gofio hefyd pethau fel Port Talbot a'r swyddi sydd yn mynd yn y gweithiau dur yna. Dyna oedd y sesiwn cyntaf, a wedyn yn yr ail y sesiwn, nathon ni gweddio dros pethau oedd yn ymwneud, sydd yn ymwneud â'r Eglwys Presbyteraeth Cymru ei hun, felly gweddio dros yn harweinwyr ni, yr henedriaethau, gweithwyr, ac wrth gwrs yr Eglwysi hefyd. Ond fe ddath y syniad yma o wythnos gweddi i gawsom ni nôl ym mis Mai, a wnaethon ni cwrdd trwy Zoom pryd ni i weddio gyda'n gilydd. A rwy'n meddwl taw dyna oedd y tro cyntaf i'r eglwys dod ynghyd fel un eglwys ar gyfer un cyfarfod gweddi o'r fath yma. A wel, daeth y syniad o'r profiad hynny i gwneud hwn yn mwy yn fisol wedyn. So neithiwr oedd y tro cyntaf i ni cwrdd yn y fath fel cyfarfod misol yr eglwys. Felly oedd e'n pwynt arwydd y cawl yn meddwl. Rwy'n credu yn bywyd yn heglwys ni.
A mae'r brofiad o gweddïo ar-lein yn un unigryw, dwi'n credu. Mae'n un gyfarwydd i ryw raddau cyfarfodydd a pwyllgorau ag ati. Ac eto mae gweddïo'n rhywbeth eitha, mae'n rhywbeth intimate am weddi. Ac yn un tueddol o cael llygaid ni. Ac ni'n cael ein llygaid ni a trai'n edrych. Bod pawb i ni ar y sgrin dyn gilydd. Mae'r dynamic yn wahanol. Ac eto, ni'n ymdopi gyda fe, wrth i sôn ni.
Wel, ie, gobeithio. Mae hon yn brofiad newydd i'r rhan mwyaf ohonyn ni, yn dweud rhywbeth dath i fewn trwy COVID. A dwi'n meddwl erbyn hyn i ni'n dechrau ymdopi gyda'r technoleg yma a'r profiad o weddio ar-lein, ond mae'n dal i fod yn... Mae'n od iawn, yn dweud. Er neithiwr oedd e'n profiad... Oedd e'n hyfryd. Just bod gyda pobl yn y gofod yna, yn just yn bod yn gyfforddus ym mhresenoldeb pawb arall ar sgrin. Ond eto ar yr un pryd, ond dwi'n gweddio ar-lein, mae rhaid i fi gyfadde, mae'n profiad od iawn. Mae weithio nhw'n meddwl, wel, sut ydw i'n gwybod bod unrhyw un yn gallu fy nghywed i? A ie, mae'n rhywbeth i ni'n dod yn gyfarwydd gyda dros amser, rwy'n meddwl. Ond, er ddweud ni, heb y technoleg yma, ni fydd yn bosib i ni dod ynghyd fel un eglwys yn yr un ffordd. Bydd yn amhosib, really, i gael bawb i ymuno o'r Gogledd, o'r De, o'r Dwyrain ac hefyd o Lundain, er mwyn cael cyfarfod o'r fath pob mis.
Ac allwn ni feddwl oedd y cyfarfod yn un ddwyieithog. Allwn ni
Oedd,
feddwl?
oedd, mi oedd. So, oedd cyfieithiad ar y pryd gyda ni yn y cyfarfod. Dyma un o'r agweddau really, dda sydd gan Zoom. Chi'n gallu cael cyfieithiad ar y pryd, fel bod pobl sydd ond yn siarad Saesneg, maen nhw'n gallu clicio ar rhyw botwm fyna a clywed dim ond y berson sydd yn cyfieithu. A felly mae pawb yn ymuno, mae pawb yn deall popeth sy'n cael ei ddweud. Ie, mae'n wych.
Ie, ac ti'n sôn am A beth sy'n nesaf, ti'n meddwl? Ti wedi dechrau rhywbeth nithwr, Owen, so beth sy'n nesaf o ran
Well,
gweddi?
just gweld sut eif y cwrdd gweddi yma a gobeithio i ddi, bydd e'n tyfu, nid er mwyn just y rhifau, ond er mwyn i'r cwrdd gweddi fod yn bendith i ragor o bobl, i fwy o bobl gobeithio. Neu ffe tyfu tu fas i'r Eglwys Presbyteraidd hefyd. Gawson ni i neu ddoi neithiwr oedd ddim yn berchen i'r Eglwys. Oedd yn addoli gyda Eglwys i eraill. So oedd hwnna'n wych i weld, oedd hwnna'n hyfryd. So just gweld sut eiffau nawr am y tro, gobeithio neu ffe tyfu a falle ehangiau mewn rhyw ffordd, cael cwrdd gweddi ar gyfer gweinidogion er enghraifft. Dyna rhywbeth i ni'n gweithio arni ar hyn o bryd hefyd.
The Penrhys Pilgrimage Way runs from Llandaff Cathedral to Penrhys. It's a 21-mile walk, but you can also use public transport. I went on this pilgrimage a few weeks ago, arriving in Penrhys by foot and by bus. After a few words from me on Penrhys, we'll hear from a leading authority about the pilgrimage. My ffordd Pererindod Penrhys yn rhedeg o Eglwys Gadeiriol Llandaf i Ben Rhys. Mae'n daith gerdded 21 milltir, ond gallwch hefyd ddefnyddio trefnidiaeth gyhoeddus. Es i ar y Pererindod yma rhwy wythnosennol, gan gyrraedd Ben Rhys ar droed ac ar fws. Ac ar ôl ychydig eiriau wrtha i ar gopa Ben Rhys, can glywed oddi wrth awdurdod flaenllaw am y Pererindod hyfryd yma.
Well, I've made it to Penrhys. It's the highest point in the Rhondda Valleys. It splits the Rhondda Val and the Rhondda Vach. And as you can hear, it's also a very busy thoroughfare between those two valleys. And here is the end of my journey, really. It's the end of my pilgrimage from the Lady Chapel in Llandaf to the shrine to Our Lady or of Our Lady of Penrhys. On Penrhys. I've got myself lost once or twice or more. I've been navigating without a map for most of the time, which has meant that I've been going off my mobile phone, which has meant my battery is drained. I've learned a great deal to be more prepared next time. But also that getting lost and not having a map aren't really what pilgrimages are for or about. It's about a strange journey where you feel rather dislocated, open to strange experiences, meeting new people along the way, and reconnecting with some of the bits of yourself you thought had gone to sleep. But dyma fi ar mynydd Penrhys. Fe chi'n gallu clywed, mae'n lle fisi, lot o draffig yn mynd trwyddo dros y mynydd, y pwynt ucha yn y Rhondda. Ac yma, ers y canol oesoedd a chyn ni, yn gwirionedd, mae yna rhyw fath o memorial wedi bod i'r forwyn fair ar Iesu. Naeth Henry Harry Rwythfed cael gwared o'r un wreiddiol ac as hwn i ail adeiladu in the 1950s, ond ers canrifodd mae Cristnogion wedi bod yn crwydro o gwmpas Cymru yn gwyddio ac yn addoli ac yn meddwl ac yn just yn crwydro. Wi wedi mynd ar goll sawr gwaith, wi wedi nes i ddim paratoi'n iawn. Wi wedi defnyddio'r trafnidiaeth ar y bws a fi nôl ar y tren. Mae yna sawl ffordd i wneud Pererindod, ond y peth mwyaf wedi sylweddoli yw profiad o fod mewn man anhysbyll yw Pererindod. Mae'n llefydd sydd weddol gyfarwydd, ond eto o'n gweld nhw mewn ffyrdd gwahanol. Bod yn agored i Duw, bod yn agored i'n calonnau ni, bod yn agored i'r tywyllwch yn aml iawn sydd o'n mewn ni hefyd. Ac i ddod i ddeall yn hynna.
Dyfrig Lloyd ydw i, a dwi'n Ficr yn Eglwys Dewi Sant, Caerdydd.
Wel, dyfrig ni, mam, yn St Catherine, Saint Catherine, y mam ym Mhontypridd. Ti'n newydd roi sgwrs darlith ar taith Pererindod Penrhys, sy'n fi'n milltir o fan yma. So, allai ni esbonio, jyst yn fras iawn, rhywbeth am hanes y lle yma, achos fydde'n yn anarferol i lot o bobl, allai ni'n meddwl.
Gallaf. Mae Penrhys fel man Pererindod yn dyddio nôl i'r oesoedd canol tua 4 ganrif ar 10. A lle oedd yn denu nifer o Bererinion i fyny lle yr oedd yna ddelw o'r Forwyn Fair yn yr Eglwys, ac yna nid nepell o'r Eglwys, Ffynnon, Ffynnon Fair, lle roedd y Pererinion yn dod i ei gwahanol llesgedd, ei gwahanol afiechydon a'i llesgedd, yn y gobeith o cael iechad. A hynny, wrth gwrs, mewn cyfnod cyn meddyginiaeth, cyn doctoried a cyn yr NHS. Felly, o'n nhw'n dala yn ceisio gobeith yn pob sefyllfa.
Ac yn y drafodaeth, yn y ddarlith, o ti'n sôn am lot o bethau, ond i'r werin bobl oedd y lle yma, nid pan ni, well, yn y canol oesoedd, oedd hi'n gweud bod llefydd Pererindod yn aml iawn yn denu bobl eitha moethus a crand, ond rhywbeth ar gyfer y werin bobl oedd.
Ie, dyna beth mae'r mwyafrif yn meddwl sydd wedi edrych mewn i hanes Penrhys. Mae lle ar gyfer y werin bobl oedd e. Ac yn denu, o un o'r beirdd yn sôn am forwyr yn dod a wedyn gadael i llonger yr afordir ac yn teithio lan yn arbennig i Benrhys i wneud i Pererindod nhw. A wedyn mwy na thebyg byddai'r pobl mwy cefnog yn tueddol i fynd i un o'r mannau fel naill ai mynd dramor, un o'r mannau mawr fel Santiago de Compostela, neu mynd efallai os ar Bererindod ar ôl y Forwyn Fair yna mynd i rhywle fel Waldsingham. Oedd mwy o arian dyn nhw'n mynd ymhellach, i deithio ymhellach, ac wedyn yn neud mwy o Bererindod. Ac felly, mae'r mwyafrif yn meddwl, mae lle ar gyfer y werin bobloedd Penrhys. A hefyd mae'r mwyafrif o'r beirdd, ac o'r beirdd dyn ni'n cael tystiolaeth am beth oedd yn digwydd ym Penrhys. Do'n nhw ddim y beirdd uchel ail, os dwedwn ni fel yna, danyn nhw. Nhw'n tueddol i fod yn beirdd y werin bobl.
Ac, ti'n meddwl, ni'n meddwl am Cymru fel y traddodiad protestanaidd, a nes ti sôn am hynna yn y drafodaeth. Ac eto, mae'r lle yma, mae Penrhys yn rhywbeth o, yn sôn am rhywbeth mwy hanesyddol pan oedd Cymru yn fwy yn wlad Catholig.
Ie, ie.
Fel rhan fwy o Ewrop ar y pryd. Mae hynna'n ddiddorol.
Ydy, mae. A mae rhaid cyfadde, pan es i Benrhys am y tro cyntaf, ces i fy syfyrdani o weld cerflun mor fawr o'r Forwyn Fair mewn lle mor amlwg uwchben y Rhondda, yn edrych dros y Rhondda, o'n i'n teimlo bod fi mewn gwlad Gatholig, fel chi'n mynd ar y cyfandir, yn aml iawn mae dyn yn gweld y groes neu'r Forwyn ar ochr y rhewl. O'n i'n gweld i yma yng Nghymru, oedd e wedi taro fi a meddwl bod yn cefndir ni mor ddwfn yn y traddodiad protestanaidd capeli. A chydig iawn yn y plentyndod yn mynd i'r Eglwys nes i clywed unrhyw ficer yn pregethu ar y Forwyn Fair. Ac eto, mae'r Forwyn Fair yn rhan ynadod o hanes Cristnogaeth. Hi oedd mam mae'n harglwyges i Grist. A wedyn mae'n mynd ddiddorol edrych ar y dadleuon yn ystod y diwygiad protestanaidd rhwng Martin Luther a Calvin er enghraifft. Oedd Martin Luther yn cadw holl wyliau Mair oedd e'n gweld Mair fel rhywun o bwys mawr yn y ffydd gwestiwnogol. Ac wrth gwrs Calvin wedyn yn gweud na, oes dim angen Mair. A gwedd Calvin tuag at Mair oedd wedi ennill yma yng Nghymru. Am hwn i.
So sefydliad y cerfyn yn 1953 gan archesgob, wel gan i gael gomisiynu gan archesgob McGrath yn credu y ddenw yng Nghaerdydd ar y pryd. So be am aneglwys, unedig?
Cyd-enwadol.
So beth yw a ti'n ac yn y drafodaeth, a ti'n sôn bod ni'n byw mewn oes perindod newydd. Oes air perindod, mae'n lot o sôn ar y cyfryngau am perindod. So i ddod y pethau reit lawr i'r presennol, beth yw arwyddocad lle mae Mhenrys i ni heddi, ti'n meddwl?
Lle mae arwyddocad Mhenrys i ni heddi? Cwestiwn da. Fi'n credu fod y rhai sy'n yn mofyn mynd i deithio a mynd ar Berindod i Mhenrys. Dylen nhw ddim anwybyddu'r eglwys sydd yn gwasanaethu'r gymuned sydd yn Mhenrys ar hyn o bryd. Oherwydd mae yn eglwys cyd-enwadol. Mae'n eglwys sydd yn croesawu pawb, sydd yn ymateb i anghenion i cymdeithas. Ac os mae rhywbeth i fi per yr undod, yna yn atgoffa ni o beth yw'n galwad ni fel Cristionogion. Ie, cael amser gyda Dyw, a fi'n credu dyna beth yw teithio ar ber yr undod, wneud lle i ddiw weithio yn ein bywydau ni. Ond wedyn, ar ôl gorffen y ber yr undod honno, fi'n credu bod eglwys Llanfair ym Mhenrys yn atgoffa ni i cael ein adnerthu ydym i'r rhannu cariad Crist ag eraill, a hynny mewn ffyrdd ymarferol i ymateb i anghenion y bobl sydd o'n hamgylch ni. I'm Dyfrig Lloyd and I'm the vicar of Eglwys Dewi Sant in Cardiff.
And we're sitting in the Church of St Catherine's here in Pontypridd, tan the Eisteddfod. It's bustling, you can hear chatter and a bit of music occasionally. It's raining outside. But you've just given a lecture on the history of Mhenrys, the place of pilgrimage, only a few miles away from here. And it was fascinating, thank you, Dyfrig. I wondered very briefly, could you give us a potted history of Mhenrys as a place of pilgrimage?
What we know of Mhenrys is that it became a popular place of pilgrimage in the 14th and 15th century. And it is a place shrouded in a lot of traditions and myths. But one of its stories is that someone was walking and they saw an image of the Virgin Mary in an oak tree. And from that encounter, Mhenrys slowly became a place of pilgrimage, where a church was established, a large wooden statue of the Virgin Mary was placed in the church, and where pilgrims would come bringing their prayers, their hopes, their fears, and their offerings, and laying them at the foot of Mary.
And it sounds like it was regarded as a place of healing for ordinary people.
Not far from where the church stood is a very small building nestled on the side of a hill where the well of Mary can be found, and pilgrims would go. They would, according to some of in the Bardic, some of the poets of the time described how people would go to Mhenrys on their knees. They would go to the Mass and receive communion, and then to the well to take up the water, or to wash in the water, hoping for healing.
And it was, you brought this out, part of Henry VIII's his dissolution of the monasteries, yes, and everything else. Mhenrys disappeared. presumably.
It officially disappeared, I think we can safely say. Thomas Cromwell ordered that the statue of Mary be taken from Penrhys, taken to London and burnt. And that's what happened. But as his officials went to take the statue, there was a lot of people gathered around, and they had to quieten the crowds before they could get on with the job of removing the statue. So officially, as a place of pilgrimage, it ceased to be, like many of the places. But there is plenty of evidence to suggest that people still went there with their prayers, with their hopes, and hoping for healing, to take of the water in the well, up until the very end of the 19th century. And we also have evidence that the vicar of the local parish church would go up and take water from the well to conduct services of baptism in, in the parish church.
Which brings us really to the kind of present day Dyfrig. So the statue, it's there now. I think was the erected in 1953 by the Archbishop of Cardiff, Catholic Archbishop. It's part of the kind of Cistercian Way, which covers all of Wales, probably all of UK, I'd imagine. And on Penrhys itself, there's a very modern housing estate, and in the middle of which there's a church.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what, in your opinion anyway, what the significance of this shrine is, and this Christian present that remains on Penrhys.
The church in Penrhys is known as Llanfair, and it is a ecumenical church. 8 different denominations support the work there. And it is a church that is very much set upon responding to the needs of that particular community in any and every which way they can. And I think anyone going on pilgrimage to Penrhys, having been to see the well, having been to the statue, really should also try and make a visit to the church and see how a renewed relationship with God then translates into the practical actions of sharing Christ's love with other people and taking that back with them to their own context and communities.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the podcast and listen out for the next one soon. But until then, God bless you from us all. Diolch am wrando. Gobeithio wnaethoch chi fwynhau y podlediad. Gwrandewch mas am yr un nesan fuan. Tan hynny, bendith Duw, ffordd na chi gyd.